We're here with Marley Gray, who is the Chief Technology Strategist for Banking at Microsoft Financial Services. How are you, Marley?
Good, thank you.
Hey, listen, it's good to see you at the show. I'm curious, you know, what do you think are the greatest concerns for FIs these days in terms of security and compliance? What should they be thinking about?
Well, amongst the existing concerns that banks have around risk and compliance, most of them are also looking towards the future to make sure that they're ready and prepared for whatever new regulations may come out of the current crisis. I believe everybody understands that within the next 6 months to a year, we're going to see a great deal of regulatory changes, and they want to make sure their infrastructure is prepared to be able to adapt very rapidly for that compliance.
Right.
As well as meeting existing compliance regulations across everything from payments to lending and to, you know, their exposures. And how do they get visualization and get better real-time data? So that's probably what we see as foremost in their minds.
Yeah, I think most of us see more regulation coming down the pike, unfortunately. What is Microsoft doing in security and compliance to sort of help these institutions out?
Well, we see security and compliance as being sort of an end-to-end scenario where we have to be think about security and compliance, and also, you know, that on top of that rides risk and how we assess that from end to end, whether it's from the core infrastructure all the way out to the end user. And we believe that compliance has to be enforced at the end user level. So what we've done across our product lines is embed the capabilities, for example, in Excel, where it's very widely used in our industry, to be able to not only evaluate risk, but also build the infrastructure in, for example, in Microsoft Office SharePoint Server to build Excel services where we can centrally control critical data that we don't want to be exposed or stored on local devices and have one version of the truth stored centrally and then control who has access to that information. We also secure that sort of around the system with our Active Directory infrastructure that gives us this end-to-end story with human workflow built in, because a lot of this does involve humans and being able to automate a lot of this process, as well as building in the products to provide visualization all the way from the lowest level employee looking at, you know, where they are in their training for compliance to the highest C-level executive to know where they are maybe in their lending exposure and get visualization of that data using things like our Performance Point Server to very rapidly make real-time decisions and then react to those decisions.
Sure. No, it sounds like a fairly complete offering. So considering the current turmoil and the climate that we're in, what general advice do you have for you know, the folks that come to our site, the C-level decision makers at financial institutions?
Well, first off, you got to make sure your infrastructure has been upgraded. We have too many customers that are complacent and have old infrastructures from older operating systems. Even on Microsoft, we still have customers that are running Windows NT 4 and Windows 2000 and not even up to Windows 2003 a server on the back end. And on the client front end, as far as like Windows Vista is concerned, we have a lot of new features like BitLocker that provides hard drive encryption just in case laptops get stolen, or the that's also embedded within Windows Server 2008 if you have a server in the branch and that server leaves the branch, things like read-only domain controllers. There's a lot of infrastructure that we've built into the platform. Right. So upgrading that infrastructure, not only on the client side, but all the way back is very important.
Sure.
To prepare for what we know that the storm to come is.
Yeah. No, that sounds right. Listen, you showed me some other products, or you started to. I think it was Virtual Earth and some others. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about that one in particular.
So Virtual Earth is a technology that we're employing that allows you to look at you know, basic roadmap information geographically, but then overlay that with satellite imagery and then also flyby information that we've collected over the years to get information that banks are using to externally allow people to locate branches and ATMs, mm-hmm. but also internally to map out risk in geographic areas where they might have mortgage exposure, mm-hmm. But also look at demographics, maybe an overlay of where mass affluent populations are to say, hey, maybe we ought to think about putting a branch at this new location. So Virtual Earth is a sort of a client side, and it can be used internally to evaluate data in a geographic format.
That's great. Now you have this new product that is pretty flashy out there, Surface, it's called?
Yes, Microsoft Surface is our multi-touch, multi-user device that also supports object recognition. So mm-hmm. it's really built around getting more than one person to be able to interact with the computer at once. So in banking, we foresee it as being a way for a personal banker and a customer to interact to look at retirement scenarios or looking at college savings or even the account opening process to get it out of that sort of environment where it's an IRS audit environment to where it's a collaborative environment. The customer feels like they're an active participant in their relationship with the bank and make it a much more intimate experience. So Surface is extremely compelling to the banking industry.
That's fantastic. Is that out now? Is that a product that you're actually bringing to market?
It is out and available. It is ready for prime time, and customers can engage with their Microsoft account teams to purchase it today.
That's fantastic. Anything else that you wanted to tell our audience?
That's about it. I think that covers it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.